dagger you're planting this spring to maximize the season you can harvest. We're planting a few rows of spinach next on Western Live Radio.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Stagger planting of your spring crops to maximize the time you can enjoy the harvest. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners plants a row of carrots.
So early weather crops, all those can go in. And we talked about the last couple months of getting ready and getting them planted. April is no change. These are things that you can grow, plant in February, and you can plant again in March and plant again in April, and that'll stagger your harvest. So we're still in that period where we're working on staggering that harvest and making sure that we have plenty of spring greens and the peas and a few early carrots along the way. One of the big issues there that most people don't realize is people burn out in the garden. Part of the reason they burn out in the garden is they go and do these long, hard, long spurts, and then they're tired for a while. If you go out and plant a few rows, go back inside next week or even 2 weeks later, go out and plant some few rows and go back inside, then you don't get also worn out so easy, and it's more natural, it's easier to maintain, and it just makes a lot more sense, really. You'll hear me talking a lot of times about the win-win, covering two things at one time, and staggering the planting is that win-win. We're getting a more balanced approach to the garden. We're not wearing ourselves out. We're getting the vegetables, and we're getting a staggered harvest, so that's more useful, and that is good gardening.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.